folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I've got some guests sitting across from me. It's Jenna Richardson and Barry Adair with Wabash Telephone Co-op, Inc. and Wynn and all kinds of various different incarnations of... how many different incarnations are there out there now, Jenna? I mean, really, is it just the two of them, or you got like six or seven different companies going right now? You're like the woman in charge of the whole thing, as I recall, right?
Yeah. We just have the two right now.
Just the two?
Yeah. So that's enough to keep track of.
I bet you that keeps you a little busy.
Yeah, you got to figure out which logo goes with which, and... Gets tricky sometimes.
Gets a little tricky. Yeah. Joining Jenna is actually the brand new manager. I haven't gotten his new card yet. I had his old card with the old title on it, but I don't have his new card yet. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Barry Adair. How you doing, Barry?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. Barry is in your third month now as a manager?
Third month.
How do you enjoy it? How are you having a good time?
Yes, it's a blast. Living the dream.
I need you to scoot that to you a little bit. No, or you don't need to scoot up. Pull the microphone to you like this. There you go.
Yeah, living the dream.
You're an engineer. You ought to be able to handle a microphone, Barry.
No, I'm not an engineer background.
You're having fun, huh?
Oh, yes. We have fun every day.
Jeff Williams just retired, right?
Yes.
Did you, give everyone an update on, because they, folks around here know Jeff, and they know that he's friends with people. What's he doing in his retirement? Did you kick him out the door? Is he still mopping the office? Or
No. He's, bless his heart, he's in Florida this month.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Bless his little heart, yes. I tell you. It just makes us all feel real bad. Well, at least the weather's fine today.
Yeah.
And this week it's supposed to be good. Well, that's good. You guys are out here. You've got all kinds of new things coming up with Wynn, don't you, Jenna?
Yes, we do.
What's going on?
We just increased all of our internet speeds for all of our fiber area, everybody in Flora and Noble. So that's really exciting that... Everybody got increased speeds with no price increase.
So I was going to say, if you're increasing the speeds, I'm presuming that you just got another $10 or so a month out of everybody?
No, we did.
20? So it was 20.
No.
It wasn't 10?
It was zero.
It was zero?
It was zero.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was for everybody or just certain particular areas?
It's all the areas that we serve. So all of the co-op area, all of our Flora customers, and then we have some customers in Noble.
How much internet, Barry, did you increase from to?
Okay, well, one thing we clear up, the people on copper could not get theirs increased yet because just bandwidth limitations. But we basically doubled the internet speeds of all the packages. Like if you had a 6 meg package download speed, it went to 12. If you had 12, it went to 25. If you had 50, it went to 100. If you had 100, it went to 200.
Do you have many residences pulling that kind of bandwidth? Or what kind of – because to me, that kind of bandwidth for a residence really is basically only movies and stuff, isn't it? Games,
yes.
Gaming.
Yes. The people that have several iPads or gaming devices or your cell phones, if you got 6 to 10 devices, you're probably going to want the 25 meg package.
Really?
Now, if you just got one or two devices, you know, probably the low package will work. It just depends on how quick you want your data and what you're using the bandwidth for.
What's the biggest package now?
200 meg down and 20 meg upload.
I'm not certain what that means.
It's just like you imagine a small pipe, like a pencil. Probably, that's our smallest package, and if you wanted the 200 meg package, you'd have like a 4-inch PVC pipe. That's
much data more.
Yeah, that's
okay. Okay. And those are that's mainly commercial, I guess, right?
Yeah, we have a few residences on the high packages because you have a lot of gamers out there, and the gamers want that instant speed.
Well, they have to be instant. I mean, if you're playing against somebody across the country or whatever, right?
Exactly.
And the bad deal is people gamble on those games and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yes, they do. It's serious stuff.
Not that you condone such a thing.
No.
I'm going to get you in trouble, Barry.
You're really trying.
I'm not trying that hard. You'd know it if I was trying. All right, Jenna, tell me something else. The increased internet speeds, okay. That to me is a pretty big deal. Because when's the last time you had increased the internet speeds? Do you know?
We did it last year.
It was last year, probably around this.
It's around the summer, I believe.
Yeah.
Or spring or summer, I believe.
Where did you, is it something that you're able to do as you get more fiber laid, or how's that work?
Well, it get more fiber put in the ground, and also we have to do some electronic upgrades, and that was what was sort of holding us back. Now we was getting our electronic cards put in to get to handle the bandwidth through the network, so that helped us increase them. So
where's all the stuff at, by the way?
It's at Louisville, Illinois.
Really? How big's the building? I guess I always get confused. You know, you'll see pictures. I'm on Twitter and I follow a history pics on Twitter, which is a fun little follow. And they'll show the occasional computer shot. This was what this computer was in 1965 or something. Yeah. 1956. Your building is probably getting smaller and smaller all the time, isn't it? Except for to handle cable going out, right?
Yes. I mean, our electronics room is probably, it's going to be pretty well, have a lot of space about it because we're tearing out the old equipment.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to have plenty more room to expand if we need more servers and electronics cars to install.
So the new increase now probably makes it four times as fast or as much bandwidth as folks were getting, say, this time in 2014?
Exactly.
No, and there was no increase at that time either, was it?
No.
All right, I'll ask the question. How are you doing it? What's this magic stuff you got going on out there?
Well, the vendors help us out. You know, they make it cost effective for us, and then we try to streamline our operations to make everything work smoothly. And then, of course, we're gaining more customers. That helps a lot.
Yeah,
that's the main thing. We gained 147 internet customers last year, so we're shooting for maybe 175 new internet customers this year.
What's the? I know that it's a cooperative. You have a board. What's the board look at as the future 5 years down the road or something like that? I mean, are you looking to? You can't keep doubling internet bandwidth. I can imagine.
Yeah.
You'll run out of you'll be
capacity.
Capacity, yeah. But at some point, I guess you can expand capacity. But what is the strategic vision? Can you articulate that, or I'm sure you know it. But.
The short term, the board wants to finish the fiber build in their last three exchanges: Mount Airy, Orchardville, and Xenia. After that, they want to look to grow outside their boundaries in the next 5 to 10 years. I mean, that's where they're headed.
And the boundaries right now. The boundaries right now, you're looking at how far north of Louisville?
We go to the county line, Effingham County. Yeah, Clay County, Effingham line.
Do you have all of Clay County covered now?
No. There's a northwestern edge of Iola, and then we're the Sailor Springs, Clay City area. We have not got covered.
How much Olney or how much Richland County do you have?
We have, we have a little bit of a co-op, not a whole lot, but we have a little town of about 150 customers. Noble. It's our coax cable right now. So,
at what is the what's the thought on converting your coax customers to fiber?
Yeah, that's in the strategic vision too. I mean, the board is looking at that. I mean, you know, it's been discussed. So
sure,
there's nothing concrete on that. So.
Yeah. I got to tell you, folks, it's a joy talking to Barry Adair on the radio. It really is. And Jenna, too. But Barry, whenever you're talking to Barry in person, ladies and gentlemen, if you get the chance to talk to Barry in person, he is effusive, will not stop talking, but you get him on the radio, you're a little quiet, Barry. You could be more enthusiastic if you wanted.
Oh, me.
He's never coming back, folks.
Oh.
we're going to talk about some of the other new things going on at Wabash Internet, and we'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW. By the way, did you know, and I'm sure Jenna knows, that you're the new sponsor of the Bruce Dickey Show.
Great.
Surprise.
Surprise. Congratulations.
You're welcome.
No, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. He's never coming back, and guess whose sponsorship just got pulled? We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after this. Folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you all tuning in today. A very pleasant morning. My guests are Jenna Richardson from Wynn, and along with Barry Adair, who's the new general. Is it general manager? What did you decide that you were
general
manager out there at Wynn and Wabash Internet. We were talking about the increased internet speeds. Barry, you were able to increase those internet speeds. You didn't really have to tell people you did it, did you?
No, we increased them since probably the first week of December.
So there were no equipment. You didn't have to bother anybody changing out their equipment and that kind of stuff for the most part?
For the most part. We had to, in Flora, we had to change out some modems to handle the higher speeds for the coax cable. But for the most part, we just... increased the speeds.
And then told them later.
And told them later. We wanted to make sure our system could handle it.
Yeah. How'd it go?
Went great.
Did you get anybody that was surprised they had increased speeds?
Yes, we had several customers that are tech savvy that knew they were getting, and they mentioned it to some of our employees.
Really?
So.
Did they think they were putting one over on you?
Yeah.
See, now that's good.
Yes, it is.
That's cool. I hate to. I'll play the devil's advocate. Schlub on the street, but whenever you're able to put something over the cable company, you feel good about that.
Oh yeah, sure.
I hate to be that guy, but let me rephrase that. Hypothetical guy might like to do that. I don't,
yeah.
But
okay.
Hypothetical guy. What else you got new coming up, Jenna? I know we talked about the increased internet speed. You got all kinds of other stuff.
We've got Wabash Watch, which is a home monitoring system.
Last time you guys were here,
we kind of dabble on that a little.
We talked a little bit about that, and this wasn't something new that that Wynn was going to be coming out with. And it's you've got it installed more places now?
Yes, we have several customers. We're learning more about it all the time. We have several different packages. There's like a senior home care package, which we're kind of pushing right now in February. So,
what exactly is Wabash Watch?
What it is it's a home monitoring system. So if somebody breaks in your house or opens a door, you will get a text on your phone or you'll get an email. It doesn't call the cops, but it will notify you that, hey, your door opened at 3:30 this afternoon, or it'll take a picture you know, if you're
does it automatically take a picture? I guess it depends how you have it set up, right?
Yeah, you set up the rules that you want. If your kids get home at 3:30 after school, you set up to where it can take a picture so you can see that your kids are home.
No kidding. Yeah, and it will automatically send the, something like that to your phone just so you can realize at the time. Live time, huh?
Yeah, and it doesn't – you can be in Florida and your kids can be at home and you'll still get notifications. It's really interesting.
It'll send you the picture, too, of who come into your house.
Wow. So you can see if you got somebody coming into your house that's the bad dude.
Shouldn't be, yes.
That shouldn't be in there. There
and
you
if
go.
You're in Florida and you have a plumber who needs to do some work, you can unlock your house from your cell phone in Florida and they let them into the house.
This sounds like the thing for that they've had in cars for the North Star system or something like that, right? What kind of I guess it must vary widely, but what's a package like that look at? What are you looking at, a low end and a high end on a package like that?
Really, they're all pretty reasonable. We lease packages and the...
You lease the equipment for it?
We lease the equipment or you can buy it, but the lowest package starts around $17.
A month?
$95 a month.
Yeah. That's nothing.
Yeah, so it's...
For peace of mind.
So it's, yeah, it's very reasonable.
What's the full-on... every notification, every thing I want, the package.
Well,
what's the high end going to run me?
For a package, the highest is $26.95, but wait.
There's more.
Yeah, you can pick different options. If you pick a package, you can add extras to that.
Does it cost more to get the photos sent to your phone or anything like that, or is it all part of this?
It's part of the
camera. I guess it comes under your data. It would probably be sent under your data.
And you have to have internet for this all to work.
Yeah.
You have to have good internet.
Good high...
For the cameras, you have to have a good bandwidth. You don't have to be on the Wabash network, but if you're like on Frontier or New Wave or somebody other competitors, you have to have a really good bandwidth for the
So this isn't just for... This package is not just for Wynn customers.
Correct.
This can go to anywhere.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
We could hook you up at the radio station here if you wanted.
That probably isn't a bad idea right there, Barry. Although, I got to tell you, I really would prefer them not know what when I go outside and like have a smoke or something like that. I don't want to. Let's rephrase. That's not a good idea at all out here, Barry. I'm against that. Okay, so.
Come on.
No. You can't do it. Just don't. All right, I'm not even going to tell you who owns the place.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like a pretty nice. Now you've been talked about that just a little bit back the last time you're here. And what are your customers saying about it? The ones who have it have you had any crimes thwarted or anything, or are folks just getting used to it?
Not yet. We've had some people take the senior care package because they want to keep up with their elderly parents or grandparents.
What's that? Is that something that folks carry on them?
Yeah, if they fall and they can press the button. Yeah. Or we was talking about the motion detector. If you've got your grandmother or grandfather and they don't have no business going down to the basement, you know,
right.
If a motion detector goes off in the basement, you know somebody's down there. And so,
yeah.
It'd be stuff
how's it work
like
with,
that.
How sensitive are those motion detectors? Can you make them... Oh, can you make them relatively insensitive so your cats can still run around, or how's that work?
We've got a little chihuahua at the home, and I was telling Jenna this morning it went off at 5:27 this morning, and my alarm kicks off at 5:30, so the little chihuahua set off the alarm. Usually it doesn't. I don't know what it was doing at 5:27 in the morning.
Chihuahua was probably doing similar things to that it does every morning
at around that
time.
But it has not went off in a while.
Maybe you left some cookies out or
maybe,
something.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe she's turning flips. I don't know.
but you can basically adjust the sensitivity to it.
Yeah, small animals are not supposed to be picked up on it. So
really, Well, I've got a neighbor that they've got the motion sensor light. Small animals are not supposed to be picked up on it. But I walk out with my dogs, and I guess they're not small enough. They're relatively sizable. All right, well, now Wabash Watch is pretty nice. Well, tell me about this. The other thing we were going to talk about is Wabash Voice, isn't it? And that's a pretty nice deal.
Yes. I might have Barry do the technical talk on that, but I can kind of explain a little bit of it.
Explain to me.
Okay, Wabash Voice, it's a new phone system that we're getting ready to start offering all of our office. We're getting ready to get installed with these new phones, but it's going to be really great. I went to a meeting just this last week, and a good example of how these phones work is you can have, say you're a car salesman, you can have your desk phone at your desk, but you need to be outside a majority of the day.
Okay.
And you don't want to miss all those calls.
Sure. There's all kinds of people, contractors, who are outside their office all the time.
Right. And you can set up your cell phone, your iPad, with your desk phone, and you can call people back, and it won't show up as your cell phone number. It'll show up as your desk number.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just like you're calling them from the office?
From your desk, yeah. And, I mean, you can be calling them from...
Is that from anywhere?
Yes.
Yes.
Cell towers will find you any place at all now, won't they?
Yes.
Tell me how's the technical work on that, Barry?
It's the we call it our VoIP phone, and it's replacing your old fashioned key system. You know, when you had to pay, like the office here, you'd probably have to pay $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah, front. We went to I guess it's a VoIP system probably about a year ago, and it's similar to that, I think, but we haven't been I'm not sure how it works.
Basically, it's voice over your internet. You've got to have a Cat 5 connection or a Cat 6 connect or category
sure.
5
yeah.
connection, and it plugs into your internet, and you can transfer your phones to each other. It'll ring your cell phone and iPad at the same time if you want it to when they call. And it's a lot cheaper than having to invest into the old lease key system.
I was wondering the difference between. I presumed it must have been more economical.
Yes.
Than having the old system where you have to deal with, for instance, AT&T or Verizon or whoever comes in, and is this a growing part of the industry?
Yes, it is. We have 4 customers on it now. We really hadn't advertised this. It's just word of mouth. And it's another product that you don't have to be on the Wabash Network to get the phone.
Now, hold on. Okay. All right, stop. You have the equipment. You have the phones and that kind of stuff, right?
Yes.
But you don't have to. You don't have to be on your internet to get. I would think that it would be mainly something that you would sell to just your internet people.
Nope.
No. Not at all.
Mm-mm. You could have our phones if you wanted.
As long as you have, well.
Because you just bought a new system. So.
We just bought a new system. Yeah. How long does it usually take? What's the usual time frame for these systems to, not depreciate out, but for them to net present value out and make it worth your while?
You can either buy them up front, or we have a leasing plan. And it depends on what kind of phone you get it. The lease for the phone usually runs $10 a phone a month.
For the whole setup.
For 3 years, it's a 3-year deal, and anything goes wrong with the phones, we replace them, no questions asked. We come in and maintain them, and if you want to keep paying the lease after 3 years is up, we'll just keep.
What's the future look like in this? And the reason I ask is, I mean, at what point do you get obsolescence on a system, a VoIP system like this, and move on to the next thing? I guess the reason I ask the question is because we just replaced, you've had connected phones for years and years and years. Every business has had a connected phone, and of course it never went obsolete for the first 120 years.
Yeah,
and then it has become is becoming obsolete now with these kind of new systems that are ahead of the game, aren't they?
Yes, because the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, is pushing the VoIP switching. They want.
Why's that?
They want to get rid of the old traditional switching because it's more efficient to put it over the internet. It's more cost efficient and more advanced technology. They want everybody to be on the VoIP solution.
No kidding.
By a certain year, maybe 2020 or 2025, something like that. They really haven't come out with a deadline yet, but that's what they're pushing for.
Are they pushing for that? And they're going to obsolete the switching lines and that kind of thing?
Because
I'm presuming. That switching centers, for want of a better term, I guess that's what you call them. Are they fewer and far between now? Nobody's building any of them, I guess.
Right, a lot of people are hanging on to their old switching because they don't know what's going to happen. You know, everything's so advanced, and they're wanting people to share switching going forward because it's just more cost efficient. Everybody's got connections across the country, and they're trying to make it down to like your hubs.
Yeah. I'm just astonished that there are enough satellites to handle. I mean, I guess I can understand. All right, I'm going to be the old fogey here. Let's talk about the 90-year-old man trying to say, Flibberty flu, I don't understand. How do you, I've understood, you know, the switching systems. Folks always had the line into the house and that kind of thing. If you have that many folks who had lines into the house, how many satellites does it take to, one person might have 10 different devices on a satellite connection at some point. If you have your iPad and your car and your home and your phone and all kinds of different things. How many different satellite connections are available? And I guess they're going to keep shooting satellites up there to be able to make it that way.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, we use the satellites for our TV product, but as far as the internet, we don't. I mean,
well,
I
you're
could
all
see
fiber
it.
Optic. Now.
Yeah, we're fiber optic. So I mean, yes, we. I don't know how many it would take for that.
And the fiber optic is just so much better than the old line system.
Why.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Yes, I mean it should be good for the next. I mean, you would think it'd be good for 30 years. We've got fiber in the ground for our toll ring probably from the '80s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the next? What's the next technology that's going to replace fiber optic? I guess if I asked you this question in 1975, what's the next technology that's going to replace a line? You might have, being in the business, you might have said, "Well, nothing's going to replace phone lines. It's going to last forever."
Yeah.
So I mean, it's kind of a loaded question that you're going to be right or wrong most likely wrong, whatever you say.
Of course, I know the fiber optics are going to be around a while. But I know the cellular companies are trying, but they really don't pay attention to the rural people as good as they do to your urban areas.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you know, they keep increasing their technology too. So
the cellular being that you
Verizon,
can
Verizon, AT&T
being the though that being able to get
your data
through the cellular.
Yes.
Wow, that's fascinating. Talking the future here with Barry Adair and Jenna Richardson from Wabash Internet. And we'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show as I'm going to try to get my head around what they're just telling me, try to figure out what exactly we're talking about. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. schools don't allow that. Morning, folks. Welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390. Appreciate you tuning in. I'm just talking shop here with Barry Adair along with Jenna Richardson. We've been talking about several different things regarding Wabash Internet and Wabash Wind TV. And one of the things that we haven't really gotten to at all today, Jenna, is the wide variety of channels that you have on the cable system, have we?
No, we haven't talked about that.
What's going on with the TV?
Well, we're getting ready to add, hopefully sometime in the near future, add some more HD channels. We're hoping to start.
See, now what do you have now? Looks like one or two channels. You got Bob's Big Boy Channel or something.
Big Joe's Polka Show.
There you go. You've got Big Joe's Polka Show. That's cool.
We have 31 HD channels right now, so we're hoping to add about 20.
Yeah.
In the near future.
Have you been able to? I know that you have local channels. Mm-hmm. Are the local channels high definition, or how's that work? Do you know?
The local channels are not high def.
Not as yet.
Nope, not yet.
I imagine that they want your arm and your leg for maybe local programming in high definition. You're not at liberty to talk about that, are you?
Well, and I don't know that I know the answer to that either, so yeah, sure.
Say yes.
Yes.
Well, see, so the commitment, I guess, when you add the channels, I presume that they'll go into some particular packages that the Wynn has right now?
Yes, and I don't know for sure. I know we're getting ready to get some new channels. I don't know what packages they will be in yet, but I'm excited to find out.
Barry, when you're adding the high definition channels, are you adding new channels, or are you going to put some of the current channels into high def? What's the plan?
It'll be the current channels going into high def. We are going to add two or three new channels into the package.
What's the most requested channel that you don't have, you think? I mean, because I'm assuming that folks, whenever you're talking to people, Jenna, as marketing director, marketing person, I'm assuming that whenever you're... Let me just tell you how I would do it if I was calling and asking I'd say, do you have this channel? Do you have this channel in high def? Do you have this channel? Do you have this channel in high def? What's the most requested channel?
Here lately, it's the Fox Business News channel because of the debates.
Is that right? Folks were just unable to get it, didn't realize where it was maybe or something like that.
We are planning on having that launched within the next 3 months, as soon as we get the paperwork done.
And the thing is, I think Fox Business News, aren't they planning on maybe having some of the major debates later this fall?
It will be up by then.
Oh, okay. High def?
Yes.
Really?
When he says it will.
I just heard it from Barry. So we're going to see Martin O'Malley versus Mike Huckabee on the debates this fall.
I don't think them two will be.
They've already backed out. Well, now, see, now that's pretty good. Yep. That's pretty. That's a good new channel to get. What other requested channels do you get?
When baseball season starts, we have MLB request. We are working on that.
The at-bat? MLB at-bat?
It's just MLB. I just got my guy. I got our central office guy, Don Ross.
Oh, MLB Network.
Yeah.
You're talking MLB, about the
yeah,
MLB Network. Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, you see, now that's a pretty good channel, too. Yeah. I didn't know how well, you know, the DirecTV and Dish Network, and I don't think cable gets it. Maybe some of the big ones possibly get that that where you see games from outside the area.
Yes. I don't know if ours will be that way. I just know we're in baseball heaven around here.
Yeah.
Now, so.
Let me tell you this, as a consumer for Major League Baseball and having used a couple of different systems to get it. The Major League Baseball blackout rules are a terrific morass that you don't want to get into. They're just awful.
I know.
Folks are better off being able to get their Cardinals and their Cubs.
Exactly.
And just going with that. Because the MLB, you've been around. You've been in Kentucky and you've been out to where in the Northwest? Montana?
North Dakota. Yeah.
And the blackout rules, I thought football blackout rules were awful, but the Major League Baseball rules are a different set of maze that are just amazing to get through.
Yes. Of course, a lot of our customers are in the St. Louis DMA. Clay County's in the St. Louis DMA.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So do the Clay County folks get St. Louis local channels?
Yes.
And Wayne County gets Evansville local channels. No kidding.
And then we have, who gets the Terre Haute? Richland County? Mm-hmm. Richland County gets the Terre Haute.
That must be a little bit tricky, isn't it? Having basically the three counties that you cover for the most part.
Yes.
And do you have any in Marion County? You probably, that's pretty far west.
Maybe just a handful.
Yeah. With the three counties that you carry being in three different DMAs, is that a little tricky, or just a little, or once you make the changes and set it up, it's okay?
Well, we have customers that want access to all three MDNAs.
Right, I'm raising now, my hand. That's exactly right.
So would that take you to get us take our TV product?
You're not going to get me because I want St. Louis.
That's what I'm saying. If the SEC ever relinquished that.
Yeah, will the FCC? I know they've been asked to do that.
Yeah, they're discussing it. They've been asked to do it. So we have customers ask that all the time. They want access to all three DMAs. So
I'm not surprised. You know, and there are people who are willing to pay for it.
Oh, yes, we know that, yeah.
But the only reason I know that is because I do that for at a certain level.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I'd hate to show you my DirecTV bill. That's the thing. The packages that the Wynn offers, relatively economical, aren't they?
Yes. Again, we're a cooperative, and we're not like the AT&T's, the DirecTV. We don't have to worry about paying huge dividends to their shareholders every year.
Yeah.
We pay our capital credits, but...
And you make sure you ain't losing money.
Exactly.
Now you've got me thinking. Doggone you, Barry. That's just not cool. I hate thinking in the morning. Stop me, Jenna.
Stop, Bruce.
All right. Okay. You've got 30 channels. You think 30 new high def channels coming in this year? Not new channels, but 30 new.
We got 30 right now. We're going to try to add 20 HD channels this year.
What kind of time frame are you looking at to get every channel offered in high definition? I mean, I don't know if there's a possibility to get the locals, or is that even a?
Oh, the locals are on HD.
Oh, I thought you said they weren't.
No, the locals are. The locals are on HD.
The locals are. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Except the locals that are not shooting the HD program. We have some locals that are not HD.
I misunderstood you.
Yeah.
I was thinking like the folks are going to be watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it will be on HD if it's on
CBS.
Yeah. If their DMA CBS produces in HD, we will show it.
Well, Evansville does. I'm presuming that
CBS is all HD. Now we have one or two locals affiliates that do not produce in HD yet.
So. Are you involved at all in any? I know that there's the occasional. It hasn't been here lately, but occasionally, like Evansville had issues with their Fox and their CBS. There's nothing you guys can do about that, is there?
No, we cannot. And if we know it's going to be like for the Super Bowl coming up, I've talked to our central office guy, and I've told him to be ready to switch the DMA if something happens.
So he can do that?
Yes. Just, because it's a big event. I know we'll have huge complaints if we don't. So, I mean, it takes time. I mean, he can't do it like in 2 minutes. But if something bad happens, he can, switch over.
See, now that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so I'm just about to ask a question I don't want to ask on the air. Did you ever see the movie Used Cars?
No.
You need to see the movie Used Cars. There's something about switching DMAs in there.
Is it? Okay?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's like a 35-year-old movie, but yeah, it's pretty good. I was wondering if folks that had the access to if – I'm not even going to ask.
If something happened like something
We're not talking about
happened.
A natural disaster. Yeah,
something
if Evansville gets kicked off the air.
Yes. It's not coming up for 3 hours.
And I'm in St. Louis, I'm in Fairfield. I'm going to be able to get, or in Jeff, or say Sisney, I'm going to be able to get the Super Bowl. See, now that's important.
Yes, it is.
You're exactly right. How big of an event does it have to be for you to have that guy sitting at the next to the phone ready to go? Kentucky Derby?
No.
Election night? What?
Election night.
Kentucky
yeah.
Derby?
I just don't think we have a lot of Derby fans around. We may. I don't
Blasphemer.
Know.
Blasphemer.
A bunch of people started calling in. Yeah, we probably need to go get it switched. But it's like a 2-minute race. We couldn't get it turned over anyway.
Well, I guess that's true. So. I guess election night you would have something.
Yeah,
like
that would
probably.
Be a big night.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
World Series, probably not.
NCAA basketball championship.
There you go. So. Who you root for? You're a Kentucky boy.
Yeah, that's who I root for. I know I catch a lot of flack over that.
I think I beat last night.
Yes, I know.
How's the squad doing this year?
I was doing good until last night.
Why do I have to be such a jerk? I feel terrible about that. I feel terrible.
It sounds like it.
All right, what's the future? I don't have a whole lot of time. I guess I've been burning clock here. What's the future for Wynn? How soon are we getting into Fairfield?
I'll come back next year and let you know.
He's going to come back. Genesee, what would you have said if I'd asked you the same question? You'd have said, ask Barry.
Probably.
I said, we have to get our co-op members taken care of first. So.
Well, now that's true, too. That's exactly true. Barry, Jenna, thank you so much for coming to the Bruce Dickey Show today.
And thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for having us.
We'll talk to you again real soon. That's Bruce Dickey Show for today. I've got Justin Hodges coming on tomorrow. He couldn't make it last week, but he's guaranteed he's coming on tomorrow. He's setting 5 alarms, and he's going to be here for the Bruce Dickey Show. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll talk to y'all real soon.